And there I will record you to hear my word. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wore a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Bless the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, thank you.
I just want to take this time to thank all of you who have joined us in our campaign to tell at least one person a day. You can tell as many as you can, but at least one person a day that God loves them and that you love them too. It means so much to that person. Hallelujah. And to underscore what I'm talking about, we're going to do that up in here. We're going to get out of our seats and we're going to tell folk that we love them.
Yes.
With the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. At the very least, give them a fist bump. Come on now. Tell somebody you love them with the love of the Lord.
Love you,
oh, God bless you. Love you now.
Praise
hallelujah.
You.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord.
I'm seeing you,
God. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I love God. Bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you now. God bless you now. Hallelujah. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah. May the blessings of Almighty God, the company of every minute of our
lives,
and may the favor of God is upon
us. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory
and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
I pray for your family.
We thank God for Jesus. On the fourth Sunday of the month, we had our visiting ministry that comes in. The visiting minister this month will be Prophetess Cynthia Thompson. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. First and second Sunday of the month is our Potter's House Challenge. It's also the Pastor's Corner. The third Sunday of the month, we have Birthday Corner. The fourth Sunday of the month, when our visiting ministry comes in. And also, the first, second, and third Sunday of the month is when our children, when they have a Good News Youth Club. Yeah. They are being taught the Word of God. Hallelujah. Our children are being taught the Word. We need our children being taught by the Word, and we need them to know and to have the Word of God down in them. Hallelujah. And then on the fourth Sunday, they are able to have a presentation to the congregation, letting us know the scriptures that they've learned, the Word of God that's been taught to them. And it is wonderful seeing the children read and recite the Word of God. Hallelujah, that they have been taught by Elder QB Stevenson and Brother Malachi Raymond. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Our children need to know the Word of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. After that fourth Sunday message, we have a free fellowship meal. Yes. Hallelujah. On the fourth Sunday. Hallelujah. Come and enjoy the fellowship meal. No cost to you. Hallelujah. And also, whatever month, this month has a fifth Saturday, and that is Super Saturday. Hallelujah. The young people will be going out into the community and sharing the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll be meeting here at 10, and we'll be going down to Lexington Market. Hallelujah. Passing out the Word of God and then having lunch down there. Hallelujah. And every month that has a fifth Sunday, this month has a fifth Sunday, we will not be having a live service. You will be able to hear a service from the archives, but don't show up at church this Sunday, okay, y'all? You will not be able to get in. Hallelujah. Minister to your family Sunday. Hallelujah. The family came before the church. Hallelujah. Ask God, what can you do with the family? And y'all, what can the family do together? Hallelujah. Minister to your family, y'all. Have a game day or picnic. Hallelujah. Just get the family together and hallelujah. Just have a good time together. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to cost anything. Tell everybody bring a meal, bring a plate. If they can't cook, tell them stop here, Popeyes. I'm on the way. Hallelujah. Just have the family together. We thank God for the family getting together and building strong bonds. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you get a chance, hallelujah, go past the pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the mission and vision is for this church. Hallelujah. There's a cash app there if you choose to use it. And also, we have a GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. Name your seed. If you have a need, sow a seed. Hallelujah. And tell God what you need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Go as often as you want and donate as much as you want. Hallelujah. Or you can send it in the mail to the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, or address your envelope. Hallelujah, when you come to church. Hallelujah. Give us a phone call or a compass and pick it up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We also thank God for our building. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Beautiful classrooms. Hallelujah. Beautiful concrete center with its own private entrance. Hallelujah. We thank God for our walking stations in Northeast, Southwest, and Baltimore City so we can minister to the homeless. Hallelujah. They're precious in the eyesight of God, too.
Hallelujah.
We want to speak. Thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them. Hallelujah. And give them job ready skills. We thank God for all that he's done, he's doing, and he's going to do. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
The housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon
thank
to
you,
them that believe.
Yes.
God
hallelujah.
Bless you. And, you know,
thank you, Jesus.
We want to pray for others.
Yes.
right now.
Thank you, Lord.
We're not going to wait till the end of the service to do this. We may do it, pray for others at the end of the service, but we want to do it right now. Because
right.
You know somebody.
Yeah. Yes.
That's going through. You know somebody that's looking for a miracle, looking for the divine intervention, looking for a supernatural hand of God moving in their circumstance, their situation, their condition.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. And, you know, we're going to do this for another reason. I'm going to tell you why we're going to do this for another reason. We're going to do this because... Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come thy kingdom be done, thy will. Life of me and my family.
Hallelujah.
My wife, Peter,
thank you,
myself.
Hallelujah.
Nikki, Daniel, Shelly. Nikki,
Jesus.
Daniel, Daniel.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Pam, Kristen, Keith, Tiny, Earl, Tavon, Kimberly. Tia, Lisa, Keisha, Michael, and Mark, and Ariana, Nicholas, and Tommy, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Xavier, Jaheim, Emmanuel, Evelyn, Tamara, Fabian, Oscar, Griselda, Hayden, EJ, Ezekiel, Kai, Zane, Joshua, Lauren. Hallelujah, glory to God. Knowledge, Dodge, Jane Jr., Delete, Janine, Durrell, Viola, Lewis, Delisa, Medina, Dwight, Cole, Corey, Antonio, Temple, Chester, Marion, Rachel, Verdi, Kirsten, Daniel, Precious, Lorena, Spencer Johnson, Joseph Atkins, Anna James, Hallelujah, Tony, Richie Bird, Sarah Bright, Juliet, Andrea, David, and Gina, Linda, Jenny, Milton, Sergeant, Brenda, and Fred, Frank, Jamie, LeBron, Dante, Tommy, Morgan, family, Pamela Bird, Naomi, Timmy, and Bobby, and family, Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Bob, and Cam, Bob, and family, Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nellie, Helena, Tiffany, CJ, and Amani, Orgy Bird, and our family, Paul County, Charlie, and family, Kathy Moody, and family, Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, Hallelujah. Look at that. Apostle Roger Mason and family, oh God. Norman Levins and family. Amy Miranda and family, oh God. Be at the book of Jacob, my dear. Check out the book of Jacob, and I'll go check it. Long the way, they may check it. Check out the book of Jacob, so say they may. Check out the book of Jacob, and I'll go check it. Family, oh God, we have to put that. Praiseworthy is family, Lord. We have to put what you did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for having signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. To the prayer frame. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. I want you to expect signs and wonders and miracles and blessings following. Because God has given us blessings, but then he went a little bit further. He turned us into the blessing. You know somebody that needs a miracle, you be the miracle for them. You know somebody is looking, hallelujah, for God to step into their life. Well, praise God. I tell you, God is in you. And when you step into their life, you're having God step into their life. You know how to serve God? You serve God by serving others. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I think the chorus got that one. That's
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all on the ball. Hallelujah. Glory up in here. Y'all on the ball up in here. I praise God. You know, I would love to hear someone give the battle cry.
I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, for Jesus is Lord.
That's our battle cry. That ought to be your battle cry.
Yes.
Because the Bible did not say, let the poor say that they're poor. The Bible did not say, let the weak say they're weak.
It
said the complete opposite.
Yes.
Let the poor say they're rich. The weak say they are strong.
Oh, yes.
The Bible didn't even say, let the sick say they're sick. Did you know that?
Amen.
It didn't say that.
Amen.
It said, call on things that be not as though they were.
Amen.
And you may have been sneezing, flying up all over the place. But you can say, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Oh, I feel my health coming now. I better leave it alone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're getting ready for something right now.
Happy sunny to everyone.
Yes.
I am Sister Angie. I'm the president of the Birthday Club.
Hallelujah.
And
Hallelujah.
It's the month of April.
Yes.
So do anybody have a birthday in the month of April?
Hallelujah.
If so, can you please stand and tell me the date?
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Happy birthday. Does anybody else have a birthday in the month of April?
Hallelujah.
If so, may you please stand and tell me the date? Or anybody in your family have a birthday in the month of April? All right. Happy birthday to both of y'all. And I'm getting ready to pass out the birthday cards and the gifts.
Hallelujah.
Tell them
to come on up.
And come on up and get a card again.
Y'all love on these folks now.
Amen.
Come on.
Stand up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is a good God.
Yes,
isn't
he is all the time.
I know some folks didn't make it.
Wow.
I have a cousin that didn't make it to 22.
Ooh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Amen.
The grace and mercy of God,
yes.
Julius,
thank you,
is in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let nobody fool you.
Hallelujah.
Or tell you any different.
Thank you, Jesus.
But the grace and mercy of God comes on you.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Pastor Teacher,
yes.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What goes up a mountain with three legs and comes down the mountain with four? What's your answer?
You say what goes up a mountain?
With three legs and comes down with four.
This is a biblical question.
No, this is not a biblical
question.
You want the answer?
Hey.
I'm going to tell you the answer. I don't know. Okay, can I ask you another question?
Yeah, it's an easy one.
What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Thank you. That is
important. That's easy enough. Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's Holy Communion time. And for some of you that have been listening to us for a while, and you see us, or you hear us doing a big presentation of our Holy Communion, it's because it wasn't a little thing. It was a big thing that Jesus did.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Or anybody want to line up to do what Jesus did?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yep. Died on the cross, got spat on, and whipped it all night long. You want to do that?
Hallelujah.
It wasn't a little thing. It's not a, what we're doing here is not a routine. This is not just something that we add to the service.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is real. Because this is the meal that heals.
Yes.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. It's the meal that underscores what Jesus did.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
If there was only one person left on the earth, Jesus would have come and done the same thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just for you.
Thank you, God.
Just for me. Hallelujah. My mind started to go back to one of those songs, just for me, but I'm not going to sing that. But you got to understand, he did that for you. So you wouldn't have to have the punishment for sin. He took it all for it. And you've got to understand what he did. He took the punishment and all the sin, past, present, and future sins he took upon him on the cross. Now that's deep. Right now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the element of Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Our text on today is
1 Corinthians 11:23-30.
All right.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Pastor
Peaches.
Amen.
Yeah, definitely.
The praise to know the word.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
In the text on today, it says to examine yourself.
Yes, the way our pastor told us, you got, I mean, almost trembling scared, because you knew that if you took that communion and you disobeyed your parent, or you cheated on a test in school, you did something sneaky, you did something wrong, you would hurry up and repent. You wouldn't go up there for communion because you were scared that you were going to die. Literally, you thought you were going to literally drop dead. It was such a fear put in you that you made sure before you even got to church, you repented. You got yourself right before the Lord because you didn't want to take communion. You wanted to be able to take communion, and if you didn't, you knew that somebody was going to look at you and say, ooh, they must have did something wrong. But you on the inside, you made sure you had everything straight with the Lord so you could take communion.
So the first thing we're going to do right now, we're going to repent. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission, please forgive us. As we forgive everyone of everything, that's ever done to us, whether real or imagine. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written up in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We forgive ourselves. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Yes, we examine ourselves in the light of God's Word. Isaiah 53:5. 1 Peter 2:24b.
Yes.
Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Hallelujah.
Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Shalad Donai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, be eating and drinking. Blessings to ourselves. Strength to ourselves. Healing to ourselves. Light to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live, and declare the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Numbers 23:19. God, you said, God, you said, thank you, Jesus. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today.
Yes. Thank you,
there's one thing you put above yourself, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's your word. Thank you, Jesus. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ,
in remembrance,
was betrayed to a carnival
temple. Woo! Your body broke.
He took the bread.
Blood.
And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your healing already.
Thank you, Jesus.
But all the other shall cry that was
shut down. Thank you, Jesus.
St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, financial. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the muscular skeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative presence right now, all over the world right now. Cancer system,
Hallelujah.
Our hosts, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes, our faux pas, our failures, our guts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Again, Lord, we thank you for this every day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for covering us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. We tell you this every day, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We have an attitude of gratitude, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah and the Sin Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings the north, makes the north that, brings the nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family. Every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name. Or every curse against us and our family. Every spell, every hex, every vexing.
Yes, yes.
Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covered
you. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ
suffered.
Hallelujah. Nullifies, brings to north, makes of no effect.
Yes, yes.
Every ungodly soul tax.
Hallelujah.
The blood of the Lord Jesus covers all. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for a holy communion. And by the way, one of these pastors, the Potter's House Charity, is going to be the quote, our family daily confession. So y'all need to start working on that.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
What time is it now?
Time for a word, Pastor Barry.
My
bubble
JK.
Your
opponent didn't know it.
Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad I didn't ask you another question?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God,
hallelujah.
I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground.
Yes.
And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I seize it with every ancestor I have. Use me for your glory today, Lord. Heal someone, deliver someone.
Thank you.
Set the captives free. Save,
yes,
fill,
yes,
with your Holy Spirit. Oh,
yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord
Jesus
Christ, help
thank
these lips to claim.
Hallelujah.
That they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings follow.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
To those
Hallelujah.
Who believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory
to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart's desire. More of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come and quench this bursting of my soul. Bread of heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, we do thank you for spiritual authority.
Yes.
Satan, we curse you for the written command you be bound
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
And Father God, we thank you for 30, 60, 100 fold, healing a 1,000 fold increase in blessing on the seed sown. Today. Pastor Peter, the address is for us right now.
James chapter 4, verse 7. Romans 13, verse 1. Isaiah 66, verse 2. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aren't y'all glad y'all go to a church that stands on the word of God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You wonder why I give so many scriptures, because, glory to God, I'm slightly larger than most folks, so I need more to stand on. I got one laugh. I ought to give you something for that laugh to laugh. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There was a man named Thomas. He was sent by God to give message to people that have been oppressed, who've been beat up and misused and abused. Now, some people may call him Doubting Thomas, but he wasn't doubting. He knew what was needed. And he shared it. Thomas was born January 29th, 1737. And he died June 8th, 1809. Not the same Thomas you were thinking about, is that right? His name was Thomas Paine, and he was one of the founding fathers of the United States. In 1775, he wrote two pamphlets. One is very important. It was called Common Sense. And he shared with his fellow colonists, because it was 13 colonies. You have to do more than lip service. You're going to have to resist the oppressor. I want to talk to you a little bit about the oppressor. John 10:10a, you don't have to go there, I got it. Says the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. 1 Peter 5:8. Says the devil, the enemy, is going around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. For a few minutes, I want to talk on the subject. Resist the devil. Read that first scripture, if you will.
James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
There are three protocols, or three steps to resisting the devil. I'm going to tell you what not to do. Pastor Peters, can you go to Acts chapter 19? Sorry about this, y'all. Another scripture. I stand on the word. I can't help myself, y'all.
Yeah. Well,
verse 13. Start at verse 13. And read that. Now, this is what you don't do, because stuff's going to happen to you in resisting the devil. Go ahead and read that scripture.
Then certain of the vagabond Jews.
Stop right there. Vagabond is somebody who just goes around, ain't got nothing to do, ain't doing nothing, ain't consistent with nothing, ain't got a job, ain't got anything, ain't trying to find a job. Ain't sitting up there watching TV, you understand, eating popcorn. And they want to live on faith, but they want to live on somebody else's faith. Go ahead, please.
Exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
You got to be sure you in good standing with God. You know Jesus. You can't be presupposing and assuming that you just say something and it's going to be all right. There are three steps to resisting the devil. The first step is submitting to God. You got to be saved. You got to submit yourself to the Almighty God in Jesus' name. You can't play with this thing. You can't say what others say just because it sounds good and you want to fool people. This is a no-so salvation. You better know for yourself, because you're going to get yourself and people around you in trouble. The next thing is to submit to the process. What is the process? The process is going towards spiritual maturity. You've got to strive for spiritual maturity. To know when to open your mouth, but know when to keep it closed. Come on now. The third thing is, I haven't done all to stand. In other words, stand on the word of God. That's what you stand on, not on your opinion, not on your own understanding, not what your common sense, because common sense is nonsense unless it's God sense.
Amen.
You've got to stand on the word of God. That's where real common sense comes from. The word of God. Three things. Submit to God. Submit to the process. And stand on the word of God. Read the next scripture.
Romans 13:1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God.
You're being able to talk, to be able to, you know, to convince folk of stuff, and being able to put words together, you know, that ain't gonna cut it. You're trying to resist the devil, you better make sure you've got the right stuff with you. Because if you don't, you're going to be running out the house and walking down Greenmount Avenue with no clothes on. Tell them, folk, they ought to get saved.
Oh, my gosh.
That happened, you know.
Amen. Sure did.
That, we know the places that happened to. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is not no light stuff here. Give me another scripture because I got to move on. Hallelujah.
Isaiah 66:2. For all those things which my hand made and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and tremulous at my word.
If you, in your heart, submit yourself to God, he's going to protect you.
Thank you, God.
He's going to watch over you as you go through this process. He will protect you when you have to resist the devil. Because you submit yourself to God. And then you submit to the process. You know what the process stands on? The seven codes of wisdom. Coachable, teachable spirit, burning desire to please God and be excellent, willingness to work and go the extra mile, a heart of integrity and honesty, a loving heart, a forgiving heart, and a giving heart. That's the process, part of the process. That's like the blueprint. Go ahead to the next scripture.
Philippians 2:5-8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
I want you to understand that some folk, that they want to get a big name. These seven sons of Sceva want to get a big name because they saw all these folks that are casting out devils and stuff like that. And people talking about Paul and they're talking about everybody else is doing it. Well, they wanted to get a big name too. But see, a desire to have a big name ain't the same as to submit yourself to God.
Right.
You got to have, thank you, Pastor Peters. There's a price you have to pay. It's called surrender to God. Being humble to with God and to God. Being moved by the Spirit of God. Not the spirit of pride. The spirit I want to be thought of as somebody great. And that's what they wanted. And they tried to resist the devil in their flesh. The devil is a flesh devil. Who thrives on the flesh? They were in his backyard. And you know what? And you saw what happened to them. Go ahead, read another scripture. Come
Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Submitting yourself to God is submitting yourself as a living sacrifice. Not my will, but thy will be done, Lord. You got to think that. You got to say that. You got to believe that. You got to tell God that. You got to make sure it's coming not just from your head, but from your heart. Because if you do from your heart, you're going to be like David. Coming out there on the field. He ain't wearing what do you call armor that the king gave him.
Amen.
Because every king, he had the armor of the Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at that giant, 9 foot tall giant with 6 fingers on his hand and 6 toes on his foot. And talk about to the giant. The giant laughed at him. He came out there not with a bazooka, not with a cannon, not with a Uzi. He came out there with 5 smooth stones, and he only used one.
All right, how
did he? The others were for his brothers, just in case they showed up.
Thank you.
And he said, he heard what the devil was doing. This unsanctified person, how dare he defile the name of God, the God of Israel. And David was just a little boy. He was a teenager. Hello?
Amen, amen.
He was a teenager. He might have been 16 years old. Can you imagine that?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's not how old you are
right.
Or how big you are.
Amen.
It's who you are. Who you are. Hey, my. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 14:15. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. Hallelujah. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also.
Praise God. That's part of the process, y'all.
Hallelujah.
You better have God's understanding when you're facing the devil. You better understand, yeah, God got me on this one. Because I prayed, I took it before the Lord, and I'm facing the devil. But greater is he that's in me than in the world. Because, hallelujah, I love the Lord, and the Lord loves me. Hallelujah. And I stand on the word of God. Bless you, Katie.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holly, go to the next scripture.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Mama. Hebrews 6:1-3. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Resist the devil.
Amen.
And he shall flee.
Yes.
Pobosha, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits.
Okay. A lot of folk in Bible days, you had the Pharisees and you had the Sadducees. The Sadducees. They didn't believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe in the whole story, the whole program of God. The Pharisees thought they knew everything, and then God didn't have to tell them anything because they knew everything. So you had two extremes here. But thanks be to God, if you get it right, submit yourself totally, completely unto God. Not to your own understanding, but to God. And then submit yourself to the process of growing spiritually. You will not come up against a situation like the seventh sense of Sceva. Read another scripture, please.
Hallelujah. First Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
One of the things that the devil would like to tell you is that there's no real devil. So that you don't prepare yourself to face him. You cannot face the devil correctly if you don't believe there's one.
Amen.
Whether you believe or not, you're going to have a bad day. If you don't prepare yourself, one of the things that God says to do, and we know that's in Ephesians, to put on the whole armor. That's part of the process, y'all. That's part of standing and having done all to stand. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:26. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
It is important for you to whatever you do, whatever circumstance, situation you find yourself in, find out where it is in his word.
Amen.
Like the open book test.
Yeah.
788,280 words. King James Version, 16:11. You know it's in there.
Amen.
You got the fact. Don't be a lazy Christian, because you'll get what lazy Christians get. Beat up. Running down the middle of the street, naked. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Take the time to find out a scripture that coincides with what you're going through.
Amen.
And don't, whatever you do, we do this so often. A lot of people do this so often. They try to tell God how big their problem is. You need to tell your problem how big your God is.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
They spend more time talking about what the devil is doing than what God is doing.
Yeah.
And they don't understand why they don't get relief. Well, you're praising the wrong guy.
Amen.
Go ahead, read another scripture real quick.
Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Go ahead, continue to read.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Come on now.
That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Continue to read.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Come on now.
But against principalities.
Come on now.
Against powers.
Come on now.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Come on now.
Wherefore take upon you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day,
mm-hmm.
and having done all, to stand.
Stop right there. We're going to read some more, but stop right there. When you go through stuff, and stuff is happening, Christ will give you a knee-jerk reaction. It's called emotion.
Amen.
You've got to bind that. Because when you go through your emotion, those seven sons of Sceva, emotion took them, hey, I don't want to do what they do. Oh, yeah, man, they got a lot of pain in force because they cast out them. I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah, right.
And they didn't have nothing with them.
Mm-mm-mm.
It happened, same thing that happened to you. You move by your emotion and your feelings instead of by the Spirit of the living God. You will get yourself in trouble and everybody around you going to be in trouble. You shoot yourself in the foot. Guess what? That bullet goes through the foot and will blow a hole in the bottom of your boat, and your boat will start sinking. And everybody on your boat is going to die.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, read the rest of that.
Stand therefore,
mm-hmm.
having your loins girt about with truth.
Stop. That's the word of God. Go ahead.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33. First seek ye the King of God and his righteousness. Be a righteous wrangler. Look for righteousness. Look to be righteous. You can't, your actions will dictate that you're righteous because of what you do, because of the fruit of the Spirit that's just jumping off of you. But go ahead, read some more.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
You're peaceful. You're a peaceful person. You're not a warlord. You know, the only thing that you have war with is the devil. You ain't war with your sister and brother. Your mother, your father, your cousin, your neighbors. Glory to God. God, go ahead, read some more.
Above all, taking the shield of faith.
Faith! What's that going to do? Go ahead, read.
Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
You'll quench the fiery darts. The devil want to burn you up. Want to destroy you in your household. But if you stand in faith, say, well, I ain't got no faith. Yes, you do. Romans 12:3 says God gave everybody the measure of faith. Not a measure of faith. Like, this one got a little bit, this one got a little bit more than that. Uh-uh. You all got the same measure of faith to start off with. When you're born, you got 206 muscles. No, over 600 muscles, 206 bones. Everybody got the same amount of bones unless something happened there. But see, your muscles, over 600 muscles, get developed as you use them.
Amen. Amen.
Use your faith. Stand on the word of God. Go ahead, read some more.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit.
What's the helmet of salvation? That's the cover your soul around, your mind. Because the attack is on your, they're trying to hit
Amen.
On your head. Because if they can shoot out your head, the body dies.
That's right.
Go ahead, read some
and
more.
And the sword of the Spirit. Which is the word of God.
The word of God. That's your principal weapon. The sword of the Spirit. Go ahead.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Hallelujah. Pray for the saints.
Amen.
Don't just pray for me, my four no more. Pray for the saints. We all need your prayer. Hallelujah. Prayers of the righteous avail of much. Go ahead, read another.
And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel,
huh.
For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs, and now and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother, and
you can stop right there. Stop. It's important for you to put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Because you're an ambassador. God wants you to talk with boldness and confidence.
Right. Amen.
But if you don't know the word of God, you can't talk with boldness. You can't tell the devil where to go and what to do. The devil look at you in the face and start laughing. You start laughing. He said, who is this? Trying to tell me what to do. And they don't even get up in the morning and pray to God. They only look at their Bible 2-3 times a week. Oh, have mercy. Three things. You got resist the devil. You want to resist the devil? Submit to God, submit to the process, and stand, and having done all, to stand. That stand on the word of God. So give me another
scripture.
That was the last scripture. Oh, well, we got to give you another scripture.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all going to look at the enemy. He's going to come against you. He's going to be howling and screaming, and he's going to look like a giant. But fast forward.
You can cut his head off
with the word of God.
Amen. That's right.
And feed his body to the birds.
That's right.
Not only the birds, the fowls of the air.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. That's right.
Gotta watch that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Resist the devil.
Amen.
It's not just a phrase.
Yes.
You've got to do it.
Yes.
He will flee from you. Do you know what the word flee means?
Yes.
To run in terror. The devil is supposed to be running in terror from you. Used to be a group we sung, I beat the devil running and I'm so glad. You're running in the wrong direction.
The devil's
supposed to be running. The devil's running. You're supposed to be chasing the devil with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I got the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I got the battle of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil needs to be running down the street, howling and screaming. But you the one howling and screaming. Something wrong with that picture, y'all. You got to understand that you are more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37.
Amen.
You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Christ.
14:14.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you,
God. Okay, thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Resist the devil and he shall flee.
Amen.
Submit yourself to the Lord.
Yes.
Three things. You got to face the devil. You better make sure of these three things. You submit to God. You submit to the process, which is growing towards spiritual maturity. That means coming to church. That means listening to Bible. Doing all of those things is part of the process of you growing. There was a scripture, but that's a bullshit, kitty. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 11. I thought I had that in there.
Yes, I read it.
He did? You, okay, can you read that again? Okay,
when
we were children, we did things a certain way. We were sterile. We weren't complete.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't cross all the T's and dot the I's.
Mm-hmm.
But we are adults right now. We are learning how to grow wisdom. We were learning how to be spiritually wise.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we were a child.
Yes, I spake as a child.
Mm-hmm.
I understood as a child.
Uh-huh.
I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish.
Every blood-born Holy Ghost-filled child of the King should be a demon destroyer. They should resist the devil. And the devil will want you to rely on your flesh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He wants you to lean to your own understanding. He wants you to do it the way Joe Blow does it. Joe Blow don't know nothing about God.
Amen.
Only been in church 3 times. It was 2 funerals and 1 wedding. And you want to be just like him?
No, no, no.
It's time for us to grow up in Christ.
Amen.
It's time for us to stop being spiritually backwards, or spiritually retarded.
Yeah.
Resist the devil, and he shall. When you get up in the morning, the devil will say, "Oh Lord, she's up. Oh Lord, he's up."
Amen.
Because you're mighty warriors of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word on today. We thank you, Lord, for the 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. We thank you, Lord, for the families that are represented here. Today, everyone in this sanctuary and listening to the reading, we bless you in the name of God for them. We thank you for the miracles that shall be performed in their lives. In Jesus' name. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name. And everyone say,
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches.
Thank you, Jesus.
The floor is yours.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for directions and instructions in how to mature, how to move toward spiritual maturity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God never gives you a job and doesn't give you the tools to do the job. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word. And if there's anyone that wants to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We would not be doing our job if we did not give you the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Hallelujah. Whether or not you're here in a sanctuary or out there, hallelujah, listening and broadcasting. And if you want to, if you desire to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to come into my heart and save me from my sins. Lord, I believe that you died and you rose again, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Lord, you said if I repent with my mouth, believe in my heart, the Lord Jesus, that I am saved. Hallelujah. And you are saved. It's as easy as that. The angels in heaven rejoices over one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we just thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. Hallelujah. By dialing 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-103-4545. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Hallelujah.